This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, August 10th. God's word for you today is admit and accept. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke chapter 1, verse 34 to 35. And it says, Mary asked the angel, "But how can this happen? I am a virgin." The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the baby to be born will be holy, and he will be called the Son of God." An anonymous quote says, "If you prayed about your problems as much as you worry about them, you have an awful lot less to worry about." And it is so true. If we prayed about our problems as much as we worried about them, we will have little or nothing to worry about. I want you to try this exercise. Every time you catch yourself worrying, stop and estimate the amount of time you have spent worrying. If you spent 15 minutes worrying, double it and pray for 30 minutes. If you spent 30 minutes worrying, double it and pray for 1 hour. That way, when you begin to worry and you realize the number of hours you have to pray, you will stop yourself and quickly pray for the amount of time you have done. The point is, if you prayed twice as much as you worried, your life will be a lot different. That burden on your heart. Talk to God about it. I am all for thinking. I am all for strategy. I am all for planning. But if all you do is analyze, your anxiety is going to go into overdrive and most likely hit the roof. The truth is, the disciples had forgotten who was there with them. They had forgotten that the one that was standing there with them is the maker of the heavens and the earth. They had forgotten that the one standing with them is the one that can snap his fingers and the earth will cease to exist. They had forgotten the one that was standing with them. A lot of times we are in God's presence and we have forgotten whose presence we are in. We need to begin to remind ourselves, like the song says, "I am serving a God of miracles. I know, yes, I know." Look at the problem. Look at yourself. But do not forget your God. Most times, we look at the problems, we look at ourselves, and we forget our God. When you look at the problem and you look at yourself, then remember your God. The problem becomes absolutely nothing. The second truth of walking in the miraculous and walking in the overflow is accept to play your part. God is a miracle worker, not a magician. The difference is God works miracles through people. Mark chapter 6, verse 36 to 37 says, "Send the crowds away so they can go to the nearby farms and villages and buy something to eat." But Jesus said, "You feed them." Has God ever asked you to do something that looks impossible? You cannot have a walk with God and he has not asked you to do something that you wonder, how can this be? Everyone that has walked with God has come to that place where they are like, how shall this thing be? Let us pray. Father, let your Holy Spirit come upon me and the power of the Most High overshadow me, so that the fruit of my life will be from you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.